Jason Meissner and Tracy Schwartz and Jessica Villagomez wrote a story that appeared on the Chicago Tribune's website yesterday evening about Jerry Harris, star of the Netflix show Cheer. And you may have heard that he appeared in federal court on charges of producing child pornography, which was, I think, really shocking. Jason Meissner joins us now to talk about that story. Jason, welcome to the John Williams Show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So, Jason, let's talk just to give some background. I have to say that I was very, very surprised to have seen this. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how this all came to pass, because in the complaint, it alleges that a lot of this behavior happened a couple of years ago.
It did. This all unfolded pretty quickly, beginning on Monday when the FBI raided Harris's house in Naperville. And USA Today, which has been investigating cheerleading squads and sexual misconduct, so they were onto the story before this, they broke the story that the FBI was at Harris's house. And so it was a few days later, yesterday, that he was arrested and charged in federal court with child pornography, like you said, in a complaint that alleges multiple victims and misconduct, including soliciting lewd videos and photos over the internet of minors, boys, and also soliciting sexual acts of minors at cheerleading competitions. He faces a mandatory minimum of 15 years in prison if he's convicted of this charge. And obviously this kind of set off a national story because, as you know, he's well known for his role in this docuseries, Cheer. And actually, it premiered in January, and he kind of rocketed to fame pretty quickly. So he's going to be back in court on Monday, where prosecutors are going to ask that he be denied bond.
And he lives in Naperville. Is that correct?
He does. He's from he grew up in Bolingbrook and went to high school out near Aurora, and currently lives in Naperville. But the school that's the focus of the docuseries is actually in Texas. But the FBI was at his house. They interviewed him after they raided the house. And according to the complaint, he admitted to much of the misconduct, including soliciting these photos and videos. And he admitted to soliciting sex acts from 13-year-olds.
I got to say, this is really shocking that he just sort of admitted everything. In court, he said that, you know, he's innocent. His lawyer pleaded not guilty.
He hasn't entered a formal plea yet, but his representatives have indicated that, he hasn't done anything wrong. We'll see. His arraignment will be down the road. But the complaint contains screenshots of some of these conversations he was having, including screenshots of going back and forth between him and these minors, where they're naked, and there's conversations where it's fairly incriminating. But yes, the FBI, according to the complaint, when he consented to an interview, and he acknowledged a lot of the conduct that's alleged in the complaint.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about that. Wow. Now, I have not seen this show, Cheer. Do you know anything about that?
To be honest, I'd heard of it. I had never seen it. As a federal courts reporter in Chicago, my professional world does not usually collide with cheerleading documentaries, but this time it did. So I had not heard of it. I did a crash course on him, and the Tribune has written a lot about him, being a celebrity from the Chicago area.
Right.
And my colleague, Tracy Schwartz, had actually just profiled him earlier this year. She had written about how he's parlayed this sudden fame into appearances with Oprah Winfrey. He was at the Oscars for Ellen DeGeneres' show, interviewing people on the red carpet. He was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he's become immensely popular. And this was something that obviously nobody knew about that was going on in the background, and it's actually started to unfold when two teenagers down in Texas filed a civil lawsuit accusing him of sexual misconduct. And that grew into some of these criminal charges, because one of these boys' mother discovered photos and chats on her son's cell phone between him and Harris, and she went to law enforcement. So that's how the criminal investigation started.
According to your story, he has more than 1.2 million Instagram followers, and he has partnered with Schmidt's Deodorant Company and has a bunch of others. And apparently those will be ending. This is one of those third rail kind of crimes, right? Any time you've got sex crimes against children, I mean, this is
yeah,
really,
I forgot to think any endorsements. Right. Any endorsements he has, I think they're going to be running away from him. We had the deodorant company, did announce yesterday that they had severed ties with him. And Netflix said in a statement just that they're shocked by this. They had no idea of what was going on.
Right.
Because, like I said, it's not. Although the charge is producing child pornography, I got a lot of questions about that yesterday. Like, why is the charge that? That's a federal version of it covers a lot of potential sexual misconduct. So it's not just photographs and videos, like I said, that he's accused of doing. It's actual sex acts, which is one of the reasons why prosecutors want him held behind bars pending trial, because they said he's a danger to the community. So on Monday, he'll be back in court where his lawyer will be arguing that he deserves a bond. He has no criminal record that we know of. So that's one thing in his favor. But prosecutors will say, he's a danger to the community. He's facing a 15-year sentence if he's convicted. So he should not get a bond.
Just before we say goodbye to you, Jason, is producing child pornography typically a federal crime, or is this because it also went back and forth over phone lines or the airwaves? It's cross state because it's here and in Texas. Just briefly, is that why it's federal, or are these things typically federal?
It's a technical way of making something federal. I mean, this could have been charged in state court too, but the federal the task force here, they have a very robust sex crimes task force in Chicago, FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office, and they are they're very thorough and they do a lot of these cases. And so, yes, the fact that there was phone use, like you said, crossing state lines, communications, that is kind of a technical way that it makes it a federal crime. But the charges are, the same as they would be if he was charged in state court as far as child pornography.
Understood. Jason Meisner is a reporter with the Chicago Tribune covering federal court and just wrote about Jerry Harris. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thanks a lot.